This is TWiT.
So tell us about this, Mary Jo.
So you know how we had Office 365, Home and Personal? This is the successor to those two things, right? So now we have Microsoft 365 Family and Personal subscriptions. They officially launched yesterday, April 21st, even though they were announced a month ago. And so far, what they are is a rebrand of the Office 365 products. Microsoft already promised there'd be some new features coming. Remember, we talked about things like the Family Safety app and the new Teams features for consumers, money in Excel, all those things. None of those things are there yet, and they say they're going to be their favorite thing. They're coming in the coming months, first in preview and then generally available.
Was there any update on the timing of any of that stuff?
No.
Anything?
No update. None.
I know the Microsoft Editor is available as a browser mm-hmm. extension for Edge or Chrome, although yep. the quality of that is so bad. I think I might have pushed Grammarly, as I recall, whenever that first
perhaps
came up. Once or twice. It is still the much better solution. But I think that's the only new thing, right, that has
it's
sort
there
of
now.
Occurred since the announcement. Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, so none of the rest of the stuff has shown up yet. And in the blog post this week, there was no update on the timing for any of it.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I did go back and make sure that my understanding was correct on how the consumer team stuff is going to arrive, and it is.
Hold on. Don't, because I did this with Brad this morning. I'd like to, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions about this. Because there has been so much confusion around Teams.
Yeah.
You and I and people who were in the press got to see I don't know if it wasn't live. It was canned, right? Or maybe it was live. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. But there was a video we watched where Yusuf Mehdi walked around and talked about the new stuff and what was happening. And mm-hmm. they never made that video available to the public, right? So
it is.
They did. They good.
Yeah, today I saw Zach Bowden tweeted, it's out now, the March 30th video.
So they should have all, good. I'm glad to hear that. So it's a good video. It's, if you're interested in this topic, you should watch it. But I left that with an understanding of what was happening with Teams. And then when they announced it publicly like the next week, I thought they were a little confused on the messaging because depending on who you talk to, Teams for consumers was coming out today or yesterday. There would be no Teams for consumers. It's just going to be like Teams and they're going to add consumer features to it. There are consumer features for Teams that are being added to the business version of Teams, right? Yeah. There's all this stuff. So what was your understanding of Teams for consumers? I'll just call it when you saw that presentation, what did you walk away with?
Right. So if you only knew what they showed in the presentation, you would think there was a new product coming called Teams for Home or Teams for Consumers. That would be your impression based on what they showed. But it's not going to be like that, right? Instead, what they're going to do is add consumer-focused features to the mobile versions of Teams, so Teams for iOS and Teams for Android. And if you already are a business Teams user, you're going to be able to switch back and forth between your work and your personal account to use either Teams for work or Teams for home. And if you are not already a business user, you're going to be able to download for free Teams for iOS or Teams for Android and sign in with your Microsoft account and just get the consumer features when they're available.
So what about the Teams app that anyone could download right now?
That's it. That's the app.
But I mean on Windows, how does this affect?
So they said absolutely nothing about Teams for Windows, the desktop version, or Teams, the web version. So we don't know if these features are ever coming to those, and they have not said, and I asked, and they didn't have anything to say.
Okay. So
nothing to say.
They always say, we have nothing to share right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. The way I would frame this for people is, because a lot of people that I heard from were very disappointed. They thought they were going to wake up yesterday and Teams would appear in the computers,
Yeah.
And if you're familiar with how things like, you know, like Outlook works, where you can sign into multiple accounts, or OneDrive on Windows, you know, you can sign into your consumer account as well as your work account if you have one. Mm-hmm. That's how I expect Teams to evolve, right? That you will be able to, and that switching that you described, it will be the way that it works. I mean, I think that's what makes sense. So
it does.
It always seemed very far off to me, like the way that they said it. Maybe I'll go back and watch that video now because I'm a little curious. But it didn't seem like something that was going to happen immediately. It seems like something that's going to be maybe toward the end of the year even.
Right. And, you know, part of the reason I think people were confused, and we all were confused too, is when we first got leaks about this thing called Teams for Life, the way it was leaked, what made it sound like it was a separate product. Like there would be a new Teams application for consumers. Yeah. Like that's, so then we all started thinking about it like that, right? And then when they announced it, that wasn't how it worked.
No, it was more of a, there's a marketing phrase, really. In other words, Teams today pretty much is for work. Teams going forward will be for life. It's that work-life balance. Work, you know, it will have components of both. Yeah.
I mean, you could use Teams today for your own personal use, right? I mean, if you go and download the app and you have a Microsoft account and you sign in, I mean, if your family was crazy enough to say, hey, let's schedule like soccer practice using Microsoft Teams.
Crazy and, like a fox, Mary Jo.
right? You could do it, I guess.
What's the experience like compared to Zoom or one of, you know, Skype? Is it a pretty good experience?
It's not. So it's really not the same thing. You got to understand that what Teams is at its heart is a chat-based portal for collaboration. So
chat-focused.
Meetings. Well, it's like Skype. I mean, you can, like Mary Jo and I on Skype, most of the time we'll type back and forth to each other.
Mm.
But you can do things like we're doing now. You can have a video conference. You could have an audio call, like it's on a phone call. That's what Teams is, and other things. But I mean, I think the primary interface, Zoom is literally, we're going to be showing you something.
Right.
Zoom is...
It's all video.
Nobody uses Zoom to chat like with text. I mean, you probably could, but I don't, you know, Zoom is very much like FaceTime or.
So Teams is really more analogous to Slack.
Teams is like a whole hub, right? Like they have an app store inside of Teams. You can like add, you know, add power apps. You could add custom apps and third-party apps. I mean, if they want it to become almost like an operating system, like it's a platform,
it's a platform. That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And I've often, you know, and they, I've compared it to Outlook in that I think it could become the center of many people's days. And I think over time that's become more and more true. When it first launched, it was very much a Slack, you know, knockoff or whatever. But they have expanded the capabilities fairly dramatically. And they'll, you know, obviously they're going to keep on doing that. So, you know, yes, it is a platform. It's extensible. It's
funny because we're a Slack house. We use Slack all the time. We never use Slack for video calls. You know, it's it's because even though it can do it completely in the Teams thing, we have multiple ways to do for free. By the way, we already pay for Slack. We use Ring Central, which has its own version of Zoom. We don't use any of those. We have a paid Zoom subscription. Yeah. So I think the mind works kind of like puts these things in boxes.
It's the right tool for the job, right?
So we never think of it that way.
I wonder though, and we talked about this last week a bit, once they add the consumer features to Teams, do they just kill Skype consumer? Right.
Yeah, and that's right. So this is the ongoing speculation. I think the answer has to be yes. This is not something they would ever admit to or discuss now.
No, they won't.
I mean, Skype is still a pretty
good
brand.
Skype has 40 million daily active users right now on Skype, in addition to the 44 million on Teams, right?
Right, but Teams jumped to 44 in 3 years. Skype has been around for 20 years or whatever. I mean... I think I made this comparison earlier, but remember when they went to Windows 2000, the boot screen said powered by NT technology. You know, I suspect we're going to see a powered by Skype technology thing on Teams for a little while, you know, to make this transition a little easier. But we'll see.
Yeah, because Microsoft has for a while been trying to position Skype differently from Slack and Teams, right? They've been saying Skype is more like WhatsApp or something like that, Facebook Messenger. That's what they wanted it to be and how they kind of tried to grow it that way.
That's true. They failed completely because those things have a billion users each.
No, I know. And that is, but that's who they, whenever you say to them, like, what are you doing? Like adding these weird new features to Skype. It was always like, well, WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger and, you know.
Interesting. So this coronavirus thing is, there's going to be a lot of fallout from this. And I think Skype is going to be one of the victims.
Really?
And because, because regardless of what anyone thinks about Skype.
Well, we use it all the time.
I think this has betrayed the fact that it has no great hold on anybody. Yeah. It's not, Zoom. I mean, I've used Zoom. Some of the companies we do calls with use Zoom or whatever. I've used GoToMeeting. Yeah. I use all these different things. But all of a sudden during the coronavirus, Zoom is the only story.
Isn't that funny?
It's amazing. I don't think anyone could have predicted that. But if you're on Skype at Microsoft, you must be looking at that like, what the hell is going on? What is this?
I know. So my family every Saturday now is doing a family Skype where we bring in people from all over the U.S., right? We've been using Skype. Yeah. And then last week, one of my nieces said, let's try it on Zoom instead. It works so much better on Zoom. When we do it on Skype, there's all this stuttering and people getting cut off, and Zoom just worked. And I'm like, this is the problem right here for Microsoft, right?
Yeah. Wow.
My Zoom experiences have always involved dozens of people because it's like a virtual briefing, right? So it's a PC maker or some big company, and they're presenting, but then they do like a live Q&A thing at the end. And, I think those guys, I mean, I don't know, maybe they host it themselves or they have additional controls or whatever it is. But it's always worked fine. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, I think Skype might be part of the collateral damage here.
No, you might be right.
I think it already was kind of going that way, but this might hasten the demise.
That's right. That's right.
So what are we going to use for our show?
I know, right?
Oh. Right. Well, I mean, maybe it becomes Teams. A lot of this will just be rebranding. There are professional Skype tools and so forth. They might just rebrand that stuff.
Right. Skype TX, is that what it's called or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. But it's not going to happen overnight or anything. I mean, it won't happen until... Well, I mean, even today, Teams is pretty much in the position where if you wanted to use it, you could as a person, you know, and no one would. I mean, you go where your friends are.
You
right?
could, but no one would. Don't get me wrong.
As a person, like, hey, Bob, of all the ways we could communicate virtually, I was thinking we'd use this thing called Teams.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense, but.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. I think if you're using it, then you use it. It makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you're not using it, I don't know, Lisa says she does use, we Slack call each other all the time. Okay. Mm. So I stand corrected.